For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What's up? Welcome in. Happy Tuesday. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan. Got a great show planned for you today. Plenty of NFL draft talk. We will get you set for the Nats and the Orioles. Linnell just told you about the Battle of the Beltways taking place at Nats Park. But the heavy lifting early on will be done by the Washington Capitals, who are up 1-0 in overtime thriller last night. They beat Montreal. It has to be this way, Danny.
Yeah.
It can't be easy. They were up 2-0 after 40. And it's always funny to know who the real ones are that have been around the longest. Because as I'm walking the concourse last night, people would come up and they'd be like, hopefully they can hang on. I'm nervous. That means you've been there.
You've seen it.
You've been scarred. You've watched this movie before. I had a couple people come up and be like, we haven't had one of these games in a long time. These free, easy games.
And oh, I'm gone, you sweet summer child.
2-0, bud. This is not 9-0. But alas, after 40 minutes of just whooping Montreal's ass, just dominating them physically, playing as quality a 2 periods of hockey as the Caps have played all year long, they hit everything that moved. Hockey happened, man. Yep. It's so weird how it can just turn like that. They can't get the puck out of their own end. They can't possess that little black rubber. And next thing you know, it's 2-2 and we're headed overtime.
Well, as you said, it can't just be simple. It can't be the better team for 40 minutes, whatever math you want to do, 41 minutes, 39 minutes, 44 minutes overall. I don't know, whatever it was. They were awesome. That was the thing that has been missing, that intensity, that whatever you want to call that, human nature, whatever excuse or reason you want to provide. We talked about it. They hadn't been doing that for a while.
You gotta feel a lot better. 100%. You didn't think they'd be able to flip the switch.
I didn't.
They came out in the first period last night. They had 20 hits in 20 minutes of hockey. They were destroying Montreal. The physical advantage, the size advantage, the board-rattling hits by Washington in that period, it was unbelievable.
It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. And it was scoring chances, puck possession, ice tilting, all the things that one seeds do. That's what a one seed looks like. And then it didn't. Then they had their disease where they can't get it out of their own end, and it's turnovers, and it's 7-minute shifts, it seems like, where Montreal's getting guys in and out of the lineup, cycling the puck for an hour and a half at a time, and it's a shooting gallery, and everyone's trying to win a big stuffed bear. It just felt like a once they scored that power play goal, it was like a different game. It was like if you'd only seen the first period and came back in the third, you go, oh, this is they're playing a doubleheader? It's a new game? Unbelievable.
I make a concerted effort not to be an anti-ref guy. I did not like the penalty on Pierre-Luc Dubois that led to the power play that got Montreal on the board in the third period. What'd you think of that penalty?
I thought it was horrendous.
Dubois falls down. Now, you got to be in control of your stick, and that little flail of his stick that ends up hitting a boot and tripping a Canadian, it's ticky-tack, you can call it. For me, it's the playoffs, bro. I'm sorry, that's not a penalty. A trip's got to be a trip. What a trip is like what happened to John Carlson on the power play, where someone slew-foots me and takes me out, could have hurt me. Very obviously a trip, not called, by the way. Should have been a 5-on-3. That's a trip. The whole I'm getting knocked over and my stick hits someone as I'm falling. I know you got to be in control of your stick. I'm not saying it was a terrible call. I did not like the call.
So I thought it was terrible, and I'm not sitting there telling you that's why they couldn't get their act together for the next 20 minutes and Montreal tied it.
Didn't help, though.
It certainly didn't help. So to me, I understand, like, the, I don't know. In sports in general, like, what we're talking about is, are you doing something to gain an advantage? That's what rule violations are to me. Right? Where you, in football, you line up incorrectly or somebody's beaten you as a lineman and you reach out and hold him. It's trying to reclaim an advantage. This was literally a guy that was hit in a way that he didn't see coming. So he, I don't want to say ambush because it wasn't dirty. I thought it was just a good hockey play. The guy, the Montreal player was hustling back to try to, dislodge the puck from Dubois and knock him around. And he didn't see it coming, got blindsided, went down in a very awkward way. Not the kind where you prep yourself, where you know it's coming and you brace yourself against the boards. And if you lose control of your stick then, when you're in control, trip, call it, send his ass to the box. That, to me, was somebody that was going down, you know, like someone with a bunch of shopping bags falling down the escalator. I mean, that's what it looked like to me. He's not in control. If you want to blame him for that, I guess that's fine. But to call a penalty there, I go, that, like, he got beat. He got knocked down. Sure. That's punishment enough to me.
I am not sweeping the third period under the rug and acting like it didn't happen, okay? It was terrible. And for about 13, 15, 16 minutes, whatever you want to say, from really like 3 minutes in, 4 minutes into the third period, until there were a couple of minutes left, that was as bad a stretch of hockey as you can play.
Mm-hmm.
You get outscored 2-0. They didn't shoot the puck on net once during that time.
Yeah.
But a lot more of the game looked nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like the first period, the second period, which was the Capitals just dominating, manipulating tempo. Ovi scoring on the power play from his office, the carryover from the regular season. Ovi, I mean,
it looked like a replay of the record-setting goal.
Absolutely.
Didn't it?
It was beautiful. 1-0 after one. Then they get the goal from Anthony Beauvillier, who was unbelievable. We talked so much about him yesterday, replacing Alexis Protas. This huge loss, your best player at even strength. He's not on the top line with Ovi and Stromer, and Beauvillier ends up making a really athletic play, acrobatic with the stick. I thought it may have been above the crease.
So that's what I want to ask you about. Why didn't Montreal even bother to challenge that?
Good question. They obviously had a long look at it, and they decided it wasn't worth it. I would have. You can't take them with you. But there was a long wait before they dropped the puck. Mm-hmm. I was in the barn thinking they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. But that was a great play by him. He had a team high. And shots on goal, by the way. 5 shots for Beauvillier, who was awesome on the top line at +2. Overall, I just going into that final period, you felt like they can't lose this game. They've played too well. But you know you're one Montreal break and goal away from that tightness,
whatever
that anxiety,
that
nervousness. And it happened. And then the game was tied, and they're going to overtime. And the energy was let out of the arena, and it was just nervous anxiousness.
Well, I want to ask you what it was like in the barn, because on television, you know, after I got home picking up my kids at various sporting events, sit down, you know, with the DVR, start watching the game a little bit later than everybody else, but was able to catch up with the intermissions. It felt like all, as you said, all of the air was out of the stadium, all 18, 19,000, 20,000, whatever, just puckered with ghosts of years past.
It was a madhouse.
That's what it felt like, right?
Early on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it was just like, not again.
Oh, no.
You know, I think most arenas would be that way when you blow a 2-goal lead in the third period. But here, to your point, the feeling is not like, oh, I can't believe this happened. The feeling is, not again. Or why, guys? Why does it always have to be this way? And you're just picturing Montreal pouring out onto the ice with the overtime game winner. Because you've walked home, if you're in the city, or you've metroed home or driven home so many countless times after you lose one of those heartbreakers. But it wasn't to be last night, thanks to the great eight, Alex Ovechkin. By the way, at the game last night, I bumped into Jake Irvin and Mackenzie Gore of the Washington Nationals.
Oh, very nice.
They were sitting down on the glass last evening, had front row seats. Irvin, who we've had on the show, is a massive hockey fan from Minnesota, was wearing his Ovechkin sweater. And Mackenzie Gore, who loved it. I mean, he was all in, just seeing his reactions to some of the stuff last night, texting with Jake after the game about how much Mackenzie got hooked. They had a blast. They had their girlfriends. They were down on the glass, so it was good to see the Nats representing. I saw Gunnar Henderson was at the game.
A couple of Orioles were there, too.
Orioles shortstop and phenom, so that was cool. Night off for both of those teams as they get ready to play today, and I'm sure Gunnar and them are staying right here in D.C. somewhere. Maybe they're going to commute back and forth, but I'll bet you they got a spot in Pentagon City for the week, so why not go check out the Capitals in the
playoffs?
Swing
on by. That was cool.
I want to listen to the goals, though. You already heard the John Walton call, as heard here on The Fan from Linnell right before we came on, But the two TV calls from history last night, Alex Ovechkin had never scored a playoff game winner. And it was the Great Eight, the year that's been all about him, breaking Wayne Gretzky's record, a year after he didn't have a single point, a single goal against the New York Rangers in four games in a sweep with multiple goals last evening and 3 points for the Capitals. Let's hear Joe Beninati on the call. This was the local Monumental Sports broadcast.
It squirts loose! Montem ball ready. Rebound and tight! For the first time in his career, Alex Ovechkin has a Stanley Cup playoff overtime goal!
Joe B was jacked up. Locker, by the way, we're going to have him on the show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I want to ask him about this. His reaction, he's so good at not jumping in and just letting the crowd and the scene tell the story. But his reaction, there's a camera on him, was as if he was in a library and someone was reading him a book that he didn't care about. Like, he just, there was no fist pump, there was no smile. You know he's loving it.
Yeah.
But he is so
he's locked in. He's
professional.
He's like, it's the football equivalent of looking for flags.
But
right?
Then he, like, 30 seconds after the goal, he, like, puts something, he's eating something. Uh-huh. He, like, puts, I don't know if it was a peanut or a piece of gum, or he, like, puts something in his mouth. I got to ask him about it. The video is hilarious.
So good.
Ovi is 39 years and 217 days old, fourth oldest player in Stanley Cup playoff history to score an overtime goal. Only three older players have ever done it. The Capitals now 18-12 on home ice in game ones, 28-21 all time in game ones. Ovi dragged him into the fight last night, boy.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Seven hits for the all-time leading goal scorer. His demolishing blow in the corner on Cole Caulfield, when the guy that has scored more goals than anyone in the history of the league just decided to skate past the puck to go blow up Caulfield as he was trying to play it, was one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen. That's your captain and my captain. One of these looks different.
Oh, captain, my captain.
My Lord. Go. I tweeted the video if you guys haven't seen it. And the angle, like, low from, you know, behind the glass, whatever camera was rolling that they showed in the arena. It was perfect. He knocks him in the air probably 6-7 feet.
That poor little fella.
Just
that poor little guy.
That was honestly, that hit was symbolic of the first 40 minutes.
Yeah.
The Caps were a damn freight train.
Uh-huh.
Hitting everything that moved. It was as if all of their prep for the couple weeks before resting everyone and getting everyone ready to go allowed them to play the greatest 20 minutes that any team's ever played.
It was to gear up for whatever that was, where it's like, the puck is down here and so are we. Like, here's some business.
I got to give the national telecast credit, by the way, because while normally I cannot stand a national call of a big Caps moment, they were all over it. Right before the draw, not only did they point out that Ovi had never scored in the offensive zone, but they were kind of calling out Montreal. Have you heard this yet?
Uh-uh.
So they're like, Patrick Laine's out there, and what they mean by that is he's terrible defensively. And like, they're like, this is weird. They've got a bad defensive forward group out there in the D zone, and the Caps immediately score the game-winning goal.
Well, there are a few things that Ovechkin hasn't done, not many, but he's never scored overtime game-winning goal in the playoffs.
Really interesting here. He's on the shooting spot on the left wing. The Canadians have Demidov and Laine on the ice. A rookie and a player not known for his defensive play.
The puck is free. And a great chance for Pavelje. Ovechkin scores! Now he has that playoff overtime goal! What else can he do? Washington wins 3-2.
Pretty damn good.
That's pretty good.
I mean, McDonough and Ferraro take a bow. Like, they both got their little lines in.
Uh-huh.
Boom. You can't beat that.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That's legit.
The level of it, obviously, Ovechkin finding his way, like, after the initial fracas, hoping for that play that they run, where, you know, hopefully win the faceoff, he kind of slides in, takes that shot through some traffic that, you know, has been so lethal to goaltenders, doesn't get that, but then just goes, I'm going to just go in front of the net real quick, just parking right there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable from Beauvillier. Unbelievable pass.
Oh, it was sick. And that play he made.
Yeah, and Ovechkin just plucking it right out of the air. Not quite on the ice, but had to be through some traffic.
Incredible. I watch, too, I'm pretty sure he heel kicked the puck. Like, he went between his legs and then kicked it to Beauvillier to start the whole thing off the draw. I think that was all world, like otherworldly ridiculous to get the whole thing going. I was way more nervous, tense, anxious, just miserable in the third period in overtime last night than I thought I would have been for a game one. Like, for a game one, going into overtime, my feeling was way too this is huge, and I can't afford to lose this game tonight. It felt like an elimination game, how I was internalizing it. I don't know why.
I think because there'd been so much buildup, right? Agree or disagree. Let me try it again. I think because there'd been so much much ado about are they going to be able to flip the switch? Are they the same team? I know they've been injured, and how much are they going to miss Protus? And now it looks like there's no Farivari for the postseason. We didn't know that last night,
right?
But it's a major deal, and they'd earned it. They were so good, and you're going to lose this one.
Well, the flip side, you know what I mean? Yes, you're right.
This is the one that's going to get away from you.
When they won the game, I was in Nats Brewers wild card game. Soto just hit the ball into the outfield, and they took the lead in the eighth mode. I was jumping around, hugging strangers. I smacked the guy on the ass. I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening, I'm sorry. If you don't know me and you're thinking about me today, that's good too. I just smacked a stranger on the ass.
Smacked him right on the butt.
On the butt.
Okay.
When I get into that mode, I just start running. I probably have to think more about it because I could get arrested or something.
Mm-hmm.
I just start grabbing people and kissing them and hugging
them.
Sure.
You make advances.
I can't control myself. Remember when I just started grabbing Juan Soto's dad, but I didn't know it was his dad? And me and this dude, who's like a really svelte, ripped 40-year-old guy from the Dominican.
Uh-huh.
Just start jumping up and down, hugging each other like girls at a concert when we're 13. That's the mode I was in when Ovi won the game. It's just the happiest
mm-hmm.
I can possibly get.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other feeling for me. And that's game one. I can't be doing that for game one. I don't know.
You got to pace yourself a little bit, is what you're saying.
Kind of. What on a scale where I did that, what do? Jump out of a helicopter for game 16?
So that one, I didn't feel that way last night. And it's interesting, just breaking it down. I'm so annoyed that Montreal came back and tied it that was more relief to me. Do you know what I mean?
I think my relief was part of the joy.
I didn't get the jump around joy, which is interesting. And I'm wondering.
I'll bet you if you were in the arena,
it might have been different.
In the lower
bowl
with 20,000 people wearing mm-hmm. red, you probably would have high fived some folks.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that to me is that one of those, oh thank God. Thank God they didn't lose that one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just again, because they'd. That story's been written 1,000 times. All you have to do is change the date where they outshot, outhit, outskated. Actually, they didn't outshoot for a while. I mean, they were dominating that game. It was 2-1 in shots. And Montreal, what did they have, 20 of the last 22, 23 shots in the game to take the shot lead for it? But the Caps were so good that they won that game until it got ripped away from them. So
right.
That, to me, was just relief. That's all I could feel. It was kind of a nice exhale, and I slumped into the couch.
So at 3 o'clock, Sam Brookhouse is joining us from Sumer Sports. We're going to talk NFL draft with him. And at 5 o'clock, Chad Reuter is going to stop by. He covers the draft for NFL Media, NFL Network, NFL.com. So I'm looking forward to catching up with those guys. We do have a lot of draft content for you today. We're going to have Adam Peters' press conference from Ashburn as well. You'll hear that in its entirety right around 4:25 or so on Grant and Danny. But next, want to give you guys an opportunity. I know many of you were in the arena last night, and the rest of you were probably watching the game. Who you giving your game one attaboy to? You get to pick one player, one storyline, what or who gets your attaboy. We're going to give you our 3 stars of the game. Next, we'll do that at 800-636-1067. The Caps take game one. They play tomorrow night, game two at Capital One Arena. Remember, we're going to be out at City Tap House again from 2 to 6:15, taking you all the way up to pregame tomorrow night, just a few blocks from the arena. So make sure if you're going to the game, you come on by and hang with us. This is The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Top line stand here. As they will not yield to the second unit, Strome going to be the puck carrier across center. To Wilson right side, driving into the zone. Across to Ovechkin, a shot, he scores! Alex Ovechkin leads it off here in game one. It's a power play goal!
Capitals got a huge DC Sports Week started last night at Capital One Arena. Tonight, the Nats play the Orioles. They're giving away James Wood bobbleheads for each of the next two games. Of course, the Caps and the Canadiens, game two tomorrow at Capital One Arena. And then you got the NFL draft on Thursday and Friday. You'll hear from Adam Peters on this show at 4:30 today in 2 hours. See what he has to say about the NFL draft. We are Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan. We're going to get to the phones in a second, so line them up at 800-636-1067 if you want to tell us which Cap gets your attaboy after a Game 1 victory. Danny, let's give our three stars of the game from last night.
It's an easy one, the first one. It's Ovechkin. And it's not just because he scored twice. He did. I mean, sometimes, you know, goals or dirty work from other people or the pass or things are created. How about he hit every single player on the ice for Montreal numbers approximate? I mean, he was a Tasmanian devil last night. It wasn't just camping out in his office, maybe getting a slapper or two. No. It was everything. A complete 200-foot game for Ovi.
Yeah, I think we can agree there. We can make him our Caps Elite Player of the Game, presented by Elite Power and Energy Corporation. Let Elite Power and Energy install a backup generator for you and fill your propane tank so you don't lose power when the storm hits. 24/7 service complete and powerful solutions. Elite Power and Energy Corp.com. Ovi has to be the elite capital. He'll be number one on both of our lists. You score two goals, including the game winner in the playoffs. You lead your team in hits. You tickle twine and light a lamp in overtime. It kind of makes it easy on us. I think we could probably then divvy things up 2 and 3. I'm going to go with Anthony Bevilier as my number 2 star. I actually thought he was the best player on the ice for the Capitals. Ovi was more important with the 2 goals and the 3 points. But Bevilier, filling in for Protas on the top line, a major storyline going into the game, was absolutely exceptional. In fact, if you look at expected goals based on offense generated, Bevilier at .62 led Washington last night in that category. The goal that he did score, which made it 2-0, was massive on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. But it was also just an incredible play. To play that puck down to himself, it's kind of the grimy, greasy goal in front. And you put the puck in front of your skates, you bang it home 5-hole. Awesome shot, awesome play by him. He could not have been better. He was just active all night. He was speedy. He matched up with Montreal in that way. I thought he was amazing, and he surpassed all of my expectations. But to me, Danny, he looked like a guy who's played in the playoffs a lot. And he has with the Islanders. He's had some really good playoff runs with them. I just thought he was marvelous.
Thought he was splendid, too. He makes my list, but he wasn't second for me. Logan Thompson, given the context, given the fact that we haven't seen him play in some time, given the fact that he hasn't faced live shots in weeks, basically, to come back, and I thought was nails, at least for the first 45 minutes or so, give or take. I think Charlie Lindgren had one game where he saved 90% of his shots over the last month or so of this season. Numbers approximate, 94.3% last night from Logan Thompson. I thought got himself out of position trying to make a frantic save on that game-tying goal there from Montreal, but you know, that was a clearance issue as much as it was a Thompson issue, but you know, trying to fly around there in kind of a scramble situation, maybe got himself out of position a little bit, but I thought he was splendid, you know, with whether everything from handling the puck to rebound control for a guy that hadn't been in there for a while. I thought he was great.
My third star, Brandon Duhaime. This one's a little bit off the radar from a box score standpoint because he didn't generate any points. But I think particularly in the playoffs, just looking at goals and assists doesn't quite do it. 21 shifts last night, his fourth line with Nick Dowd and Taylor Radish, really significant. But he had 2 shots on net. He blocked a shot. He had 5 hits early in the game. He was a huge part of the presence for the Capitals. I keep saying just kind of rattling those boards and hitting everything that moved that was in white last night. Duhaime, who they call Doggy, he is a my favorite hockey phrase is like drag you into the fight. He's one of those guys. It's pretty obvious what that means, but his energy gets you going. And it's not a surprise that last night before the game, they had him read the lineups. This is a hockey thing, but in the locker room, before the game, they'll bring in maybe it's a celebrity or somebody's dad or sometimes it's a kid or whoever, somebody, you know, with some correlation to the club to kind of get the boys going, and they just shout out who's in the starting lineup and everybody claps along with them. Well, last night to kick off the playoffs, it was the dog, Brandon Duhaime, who ended up screaming out the names and then eating the piece of paper that they were written on.
We got Paul! Hey! Stromer! Hey! Oh! Hey! Sandy! Hey! Rising! Hey! LTS!
Always gonna eat it.
And then Doggy just eats the piece of paper. Hockey, man, it's just different. My favorite clip from last night, though, we always talk about the theatrics and some of the fun they have right before they go out on the ice where they're whacking each other. That's where the Ovi, Chychrun, Bands thing started, where Oshie and Wilson used to whack each other in the butt and they check each other's cups and do all kinds of weird stuff. Well, last night there's this hilarious clip of Logan Thompson. Have you seen this?
Uh-uh.
I'm going to show it to you in the break. He's doing the goalie thing where he's standing there. Remember, he hasn't played in weeks. He's trying to lock in for the playoffs. And he's visualizing like the goalie does where he's watching the ice and he's looking left and right and they're skating past him. Nobody's there. But it's just his weird thing that the goalies all do. Behind him, you just see like blurred because it's not in focus. Like Nick Dowd and all these guys like wiping each other's face and just doing all the kid stuff that they do, acting like 7-year-olds. But the goalie is like in the front of the car like, I'll turn this thing around.
Like locked in, exactly. Ready to roll.
Couldn't be more serious. And then behind him, they're all like punching each other in the stomach and you know whatever else weird stuff is going on. So funny to me.
So good. My third star, you already touched on it, Anthony Bevilier. This is the thing that I want. And here's what I mean. Not just a guy that's a marginal player on one team coming and outperforming. I don't mean that. The thing that I have coveted for a long time is the thing that terrifies me. The speed. I am terrified of opponent speed. I want them to feel my dread, and that's what he provides. I don't know how good he's going to be for 82 games in terms of point production and the like. I know that in the postseason, when every shift, every second is 100% hair on fire, max effort, the closing speed, winning battles to pucks, getting to places, and being a constant pest and problem, taking away space with the speed, less heavy. I don't care about heavy. The speed is what I love. And he provides so much of that. He was a bee buzzing around their faces all night long. Ends up with 2 points, obviously, which were massive, including the game-winning assist and that incredible goal, which you touched on. But I love that speed. I love that he brings that element.
Yeah, but it's not an either-or, right? A lot of times you say it's speed or it's size. It can be both. A guy like Tom Wilson has both.
Sure, yeah.
A guy like Protus has both. The Caps this year are very big and very physical and heavy, which is like a negative term for you, but they're also fast, and that is ideal. They won the game last night more because of how they played in terms of heavy and big and physical and leaning on Montreal. And also, I think it has longevity issues for a team. Like, it is a good way to establish something. I mean, think about if you're one of these players that's getting rocked in the first period last night. You're going to keep digging those pucks out of those corners when you're getting demolished every time you go in. You're going to keep getting all along the boards to play those pucks when Tom Wilson's bearing down. That's only game one. You get 20-plus shifts. You take one of those hits every three or four shifts. All of a sudden, by game two and game three, a little less commitment.
Not as excited.
In the corner. And maybe that's where you lose a puck, gets played in front, and it creates a goal. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Rich in Newmarket. Who gets your attaboy?
Attaboy is going to Alex Alexiev for stepping into Martin Filivari's footsteps there and playing a real steady, solid, heavy game. No glaring errors. And this is a guy who hasn't played a meaningful game since November. I thought he was flawless, and it just shows a lot of how Hershey's developing these guys, and they're coming in, and it's not too big of a moment for them.
Yeah, you need him to be ready, right? And I give Carberry a lot of credit, who's going to be the coach of the year, the Jack Adams Award winner in the NHL this year, but he got him up to speed by giving him a few games here at the very end. And I think that was huge. Even before Ferravari got hurt, he had gotten him a look just in case. And then Ferravari goes down against the Islanders, which, by the way, Danny, they announced today he will be out for the entire playoffs.
Yeah, it's surgery on his knee, which is a bummer.
Season-ending injury.
Just killer. You've been ahead for so long. You've had everything won up for so long, and it's just such a kick to the gut for the guy. You know what I mean? Like, they've done everything right, and this is sort of that last little cruel twist of fate for a guy that I think is underrated for them. You know, I mean, there's nothing sexy about Ferravari all the time, but just I think he does everything pretty well. More physical than he gets credit for. He's a good little puck mover. I like him back there, but I like Alexiev's size. I don't know how it's going to play over a series or throughout the postseason, but that's a big, nasty son of a gun back there, which you can use.
So here's the problem, is when you were just talking about wanting the speed over the strength and the heavy game, I mean, Ferravari can skate really well.
Mm-hmm.
For a defenseman, he's outstanding. In fact, a lot of people probably don't know this, he had their fastest clocked skating time last year on the team. Now, that would not have been the case this year. I'd be stunned if it was. But this was a year ago. He had the fastest clocked time in terms of skating. They'll miss that.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in a matchup like this, you can't play Dylan McIlrath, who's huge and physical. We've seen him fight into heavyweight bouts, but he doesn't skate well enough. So it's pretty easy to go to Alexiev. Alexiev last night got high-sticked, didn't end up drawing a penalty because it was on a follow-through, but he had two teeth fall out on the ice. In fact, I just got a picture sent to me from somebody who scooped the teeth up off the ice, which is hilarious. I'll post that at Grant H. Paulson. If you want to see two teeth that fell out on the ice.
If you need to see that,
you can check my Twitter. Kind of gross. But he's going to play. It's the most hockey thing ever. Think about this, boys. He gets his teeth knocked out. Spencer Carberry said, yeah, he's doing some pretty severe dental work today. But not 1 second was spent by anybody thinking he wasn't going to play. It's just his mouth.
Right.
It's just his teeth.
Does he need teeth to play? No.
Who cares?
Let's go.
Put a mouth guard in and let's get back on the ice. But he played 14 minutes, 18 shifts, had a shot, had three blocks, had two hits. Only gave the puck away once, took it away once. I thought he was very, very solid. And that was a huge key to a game one win. But Villiers replacing Protus on the top line was outstanding. Alexiev was very solid replacing Ferravari. And then Thompson made the start, even though we didn't know if he would. Let's go to Chris in Ashburn. Who gets your attaboy?
It's kind of redundant, I believe, but it's got to go to Ovechkin. Not only did he get the entire squad hyped, he led off right away and then finished the game. And I think that's who we can all rely on and who we have for 20 years. So I don't think there's a question.
When you say it that way,
thank
by
you,
the way, and it's a great phone call, thank you. So true.
Yeah.
20 years later, you're showing up for Caps hockey in the playoffs, and 39-year-old Ovi scoring the opening goal to get him on the board, and the game winner in overtime to pull him across the finish line.
Broke his leg a couple months ago, by the way. I mean, insane. Insane. I mean, you already superseded his point total from last year in the postseason. Just to let you know,
well, he only needed one to do that.
I know. I didn't want to bring up that point, but yeah. I mean, it just tells you like it's not just some passenger role. It's not just some ceremonial thing.
Carlos Savannah Park, who gets your attaboy?
My attaboy goes to Coach Carberry. Between the break of the regular season and the playoffs, everyone was questioning whether or not who he would start. He keeps everything close to the table. He keeps you guessing. He keeps the other team guessing. He started Logan Thompson. That man has not missed a beat. My attaboy goes to the coaching staff. And let me end this phone call by giving you all my Shannon Sharp. All right, listen. Montreal, shopping at the mall. Chris Paul, Paul Wall, we ain't scared of y'all. Capitals of five.
Thank you.
Okay.
Awkward day to be giving us a Shannon Sharp, I will say. I don't know if you've been looking at the news lately. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, was that a Shannon Sharp impression?
I don't know.
What was that?
I don't know.
It seemed like he just started reading a poem. He just started rhyming.
Okay. Aside from the news.
Yes.
Previous to the news.
Yes.
Was Shannon Sharp known for like slam poetry and like as a sign off or something? I don't know.
I can tell you, and I take a little pride in this, I don't think I've ever watched 5 minutes of any show that Shannon Sharp is on. So I'm not your guy on that one.
Okay.
JR is in Boston. Hey, JR, how are you?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Dude, so listen, I feel like it. Peace, because like obviously I've called in before and talked about how like I was concerned with like the mental toughness of them playing Sharp and stuff, and so my attaboy goes out to the entire defense. Like the giveaways, the ridiculous, hey, here's a free breakaway, here's a free odd man rush, they basically almost wiped it out to non-existent for almost the entire game. Like any Caps fan walking away from this game, I don't know how you couldn't be a little afraid of like 2010, because the goalie's spinning on his head. Like, the idea of the high danger shots, the Caps had like 20 in the first two periods, but only scored on one of those high danger shots. Their goalie spun on his head and stole goals. It should have been like 5-0. The Caps played one of their best games easily of the year, and I was impressed.
Yeah, the first 40 minutes were astounding, and it could have easily, probably should have been at least 2-0, if not 3-0. After 20 minutes, Connor McMichael almost scored twice in the first 70 seconds.
Yeah, it would have been nice if one of those had gone in.
Next time, maybe just put one of those in the net.
Just put it in the net.
Have you ever gone number two in your pants during a radio show?
Not during the show.
Important clarification.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal almost did that on television last night. Wait till you hear this audio.
It was real close.
Next on Grant and Danny.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Thanks so much for checking us out. You can listen all over the DMV on 106.7, our flagship. Of course, wherever you go, coast to coast, the always free Odyssey app is at your disposal. And we are streaming in high definition. You can watch us on video right now on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Let me just drop a what's up chat. See what everybody's up to in the chat today over on YouTube. Thank God we did not lose one of the great shows covering sport in our society. Turner Sports shutting down meant that we could see the end of the group that is Ernie and Chuck and Kenny and Shaq sitting at the desk. And it's going to be together moving forward now because we'll get more moments like last night. See, the best thing about... Well, it's not Inside the NBA, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Still the name of it, Inside the NBA? The best thing about Inside the NBA is not even the basketball, generally. Basketball's fine. They'll break it down. They speak truth to the power. They'll call out teams and players more than almost any show. But it's the non-basketball stuff to me that is the most entertaining. Like last night when Shaq gets up in the middle of a segment and just starts two cheeks slidering his way away from the desk.
And we've all had that walk. We've all had a moment.
He looks like
the panic.
He's about to make a mess on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, what? They knew what he was doing. They didn't have to ask him, but they're like, bro, right now? Like, we're literally on live. At first, I thought it was video from when they were just sitting there watching basketball. And then I realized, oh, my God, this is in the middle of a segment.
Yeah, Chuck's about to make a point.
What I love about it is the casualness of him not caring. Where they're like, dude, we're on air.
Keep going, Chuck.
He's like, don't worry about me. And it like, but what about the TV thing that we're doing? He almost... threw a curveball last night. The old two fingers went down.
I had to estimate the other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Catching a cramp.
Catching a cramp.
Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, we're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know. Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
After 40, you can't hold it no more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
I love, too, you don't see this visually, but Ernie goes palms up.
He's going
Jordan against Portland. He's like, wait, what? And he just kind of looking at the camera like, what am I supposed to do to keep this circus on track?
Shaq so disappointed. Just keep going. What?
Well, how about when he first stands up, what is it Kenny that says,
yeah,
you okay, big guy?
Like
what's going on over there? You having a moment? You need something? And then Chuck goes, you catching a cramp, as if he's just going to stand up because his leg fell asleep.
Yes.
And then they realize, uh-oh.
And then they know.
Something's happening here. As soon as you see him walking,
The
video is hysterical.
It's
you
so
know,
good.
We've all been there. You're either going to get to that toilet or people are going to be talking about this for a little while.
Like, you're at new pair of pantaloons territory. Like, you hope wardrobe is stocked for the
you're
evening.
You're at underwear is getting thrown out at work territory.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to be at underwear is getting thrown out of work.
Never
territory.
A place you want to be.
Let me hear it one more time.
I have to estimate the other thing about Kawhi is, you know, what I...
You all right, big fella?
Yeah, I know. Catching a crap? Go ahead. Keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Hey, take some matches with you.
Hey, listen, he couldn't hold it.
He can't hold it.
After 40, you can't hold it no
that's
more.
That's a first.
You can't hold it.
Unless, unless he's got no something. After 40. That wasn't something planned, was it?
No,
that was
not planned. Hey, listen, he was in the back talking about he's going to drink alcohol to clear up his
gut. No, he's been drinking the olive oil.
You know what? Olive oil to clean his gut. It's cleaning his gut.
Wow.
He's so good.
I mean, only because it's that show is it charming and hilarious, right?
100%. If that happened on any other program, I'd go, what are we doing?
Yeah.
That's the most unprofessional. For whatever reason.
Correct.
They've built up so much, I don't know if it's credibility or what, that's not the right word, but just so many deposits in the bank.
Well, it's where, just of part course of the charm. Exactly. It's baked in, you know?
It's real.
I always say there's like different rules for different people, but there's also a different expectation, right? I remember like one time I got really mad about something. I don't remember what it was, but I screamed about something. And people made the biggest deal about it. Everyone was like, are you okay? And they're tweeting me like, why are you so upset? And I don't scream very often. If you scream, it's a little more normal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
it's like a Tuesday.
When we talk about something off the beaten path with you know, an attractive actress or something, it's kind of like, whoa, what are these guys doing? Whereas it's, for the junkies, it's just Wednesday at 9.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? There's an expectation of kind of what you're getting. And with that show, that works. But.
Right. If it was a shoddy show on ESPN.
I'm just trying to think of a show where I would see that. Like College Game Day. If like.
Desmond Howard had to just leave
Desmond
the set.
Desmond Howard just stands up and you're like, I guess he was about to poop his pants. Like what is going on
here? I suppose we're doing that now. But something about it. I don't know how or why it fits. And of course they flip immediately into. Here's the little behind, just enough behind the scenes where he's like, people drinking the olive oil, think it's going to clean his gut. And they look, boom, right away, they're into the behind the scenes shtick.
Well, and you know, by the way,
that
was a 15 minute bit they did.
Yes.
Where they watch their games back in the back.
So good.
Where they're just sitting there and Shaq's like, I've been drinking olive oil. It's cleaning out my gut. And they're like, you know, that's going to make you go to the bathroom, right? No wonder.
Yeah, what does clean out your gut mean to you?
Exactly. Wow. That's amazing.
I know. We just keep going.
You ever had a scare? Well, actually, I know you've had a scare.
Yeah,
because there were a time where you made Ryan open the door and hold it open for you because you didn't think you'd.
I didn't
be
think
able,
I'd make it.
You didn't think you'd be able to exert the energy to like pull the door open
without
something. Yeah.
So, in other words,
out.
I was like, holding the quarter in there, snare drum tight, fighting. I mean, just fighting to the end of that segment.
Yeah.
Whoever we had actually had a guest.
If
on.
If I would have tickled you,
done. If we had a guest on, I think. And the guest was giving these long answers, and I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, like my head rolling back and forth, just like, oh, take me away. And so I told Ryan to open the door, because if I had to change any exertion for that, because it's snare drum.
These are heavy, soundproof doors.
No,
too.
But if I had just pulled it all, that exertion would have released that grip that I had down there, and that's it. And so I barely made it to the restroom. I mean, barely. I hadn't gotten to the full position yet before
Harry
explosion.
Harry Dunn when he plops down on the toilet at Mary's house.
Yeah. Hope we're not trying to use the toilet. It's
Sam
not
Brookhouse, who covers the NFL draft for Sumer Sports, is going to join us coming up in just a few. Want to ask him what Washington might be looking at 29. How's the board going to fall for them? And speaking of the draft and the Commanders, Adam Peters is talking today. We'll have that press conference for you at 4:30 on Grant and Danny.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.